Some years ago, there was a commercial that came on about a watch, a Timex watch. John Cameron Swayze was his name who did those commercials. Different nights, they would put that poor little watch through a test just to see how good it really was. In the snow, off a mountain, in the rain, they went high in the sky and threw it off a plane. Regardless of what they did or how they did it, that poor little watch went through something. But yet, the second hand continued to move to show proof that the watch was still in operation. The crystal may have been scratched up. Maybe the second hand was still moving. It might have been some moisture or some wetness, but the second hand continued to move. Who would buy a watch like that? For some, it got their interest. For others, they just rushed right down and got them a Timex watch. Some perhaps got rid of their old watch just to get a Timex. But I want to tell you that everything you get nowadays is not always doable. When you least expect, somewhere, somehow, it's going to fall apart, break down or something. We buy things with no warranty or no guarantees. We give folks money to do some things without signing a contract. They haven't finished the job or the job wasn't done right and you can't find them nowhere. And then you find out that they have filed bankruptcy. You lost your money. They left town and now we want to poop and cry. Well, I come this morning to tell you to take your licking and keep on ticking. Life is full of defects. Sometimes Satan pulls us through a test just to see if we are for real. Just to see if we are really serving the Lord. Just to see how strong our faith is. So as we look around us today, we recognize and realize that in many of our churches, we have some defect Christians. Uh-oh, now y'all getting quiet on me now. They can't seem to make up their minds where they want to go or what they want to do. The minute someone says something about them, whether it be true or not, they got to go all to pieces. If you got to do all of that because somebody says something to you that you didn't like, perhaps you need to go back to the repair shop. If you got to squawk over the choir because they don't let you sing a solo, you've got some loose springs somewhere. If you got to get off the usher board because you can't stand where you normally stand, then you need some lubrication. If you decide to leave the church because of what someone else tells you or told you, then you need to be reset. If the preacher leaves the church because the members are not doing right, are not doing anything. They said they would, but they didn't. They said they would, they would stick with you, but left you hanging anyhow. So the preacher needs to go back to the retailers. Sometimes I run into folks that I haven't seen in a while. And they ask me, I don't know why, they ask me, "You still preaching? You still pastoring?" I often wonder why they ask that question. It's because we've been through so much or gone through so much with church folks, family and friends, until we come to the point where we throw up our hands and say, "I had enough." That's why I encourage every person who's been called into the ministry, be sure, be very sure that it's the Lord's voice you hear and not man. Everybody will not receive you as such. Some who knew you as a child growing up will turn on you and disrespect you and say, "I knew you when." But they need to remember, we haven't been saved all our lives either. I never forget what Paul said. Paul said, "I ain't been a Christian all my life. I persecuted the church." Somebody made you cry. And you're trying to do right in the church and by the church, and they're constantly pointing fingers at you, lying on you. They're telling you one thing and do something else. But please know that that's not all of it. All you got to do is get on your knees and turn it over to Jesus. But understand what Jesus is saying, that they didn't treat me right. You got to be like that Timex watch. Take your licking and keep on ticking. Remember, man did not call you. God called you. The word of God tells us to touch not his anointing and do his prophets no harm. I think somebody missed that somewhere down the road. But in spite of what you are going through, be like that second hand. Keep moving. Jesus said to his disciples, "You didn't choose me. I chose you." They hate you because of me. They hate you because you represent me. They call you out. I gave you the anointing. I ordained you to sing in the choir. I ordained you to serve on the usher board. I adored you to preach the gospel in season and out of season, when they like it and when they don't like it. I ordained you. Jesus is telling us that we need to get our priorities straight. Who do you love the most? Who do you worship the most? God or mammon? What is your heart telling you? What is Jesus saying to you? "I brought you here, and now you left me?" Quit playing seesaw in God's house. What did I put in your heart to do? Where did I direct you to go? God wants you to know that he did not put you there to quit. He didn't quit on you. Don't you quit on him. In spite of what you are going through, keep moving. In spite of what folks are saying about you, keep moving. Remember that a servant is not greater than his Lord. He does not care who you are or what you do. He doesn't care about what position you hold in the church. Press on. Keep moving. Take a licking and keep on ticking. Yes, you're going to be hurt at times. Yes, you're going to cry sometimes. But keep moving. You're going to have some bumps and bruises, but press on. The battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord's. The three Hebrew boys pressed on. Daniel pressed on. David pressed on. God will not leave you. He'll stand right by your side. You got a loose spring, he will tighten you up. When your hands slow down, he'll rewind you. When you get so you don't want to move, he'll give you a loop job and a tune-up. So when you get the feeling like that Timex watch, when you feel like you've been scratched up and disappointed, when the bruises hurt, and when the scars show up on you, just keep on moving. When the moisture and the tears begin to run down your cheek, take a licking and keep on ticking. Jesus said, if they persecute you, they're going to persecute me. If they keep my saying, they're going to keep your saying. Remember that Jesus did not quit on us. After all that we went through, and after all that he went through, he took a licking and he kept on the ticking. They whipped him, put him on a cross, but he kept on ticking. Nails in his hand and in his feet. But he kept on ticking. They took him down from the cross and put him in a borrowed tomb. But he kept on ticking. He hung his head and then he died. But he kept on ticking. But yet, even though he was in a borrowed tomb, he kept on ticking. Because early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. I'm glad about it. Aren't you glad about it? That he got up from the grave. And because he got up, we can get up too. We can get above our troubles. We can get above our heartaches. We can get above our sickness. We can get above our tears. God is. God is. He's a way maker. He's a problem solver. He's a burden bearer. He's a company keeper. God will. God will. Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will. We'll take care of you. When peace like a river attendeth my way. When sorrow like sea billows roll
whatever, 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 my Lord, down, 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 has taught me to say, it is well, it is well, it is well.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Arena, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.